So let me start with the tax bill. I'm going to talk about what's new in the market. And on the tax bill, just be aware there are five provisions in it. I should say new tax law, five provisions in it that are affecting the renewable energy market. I'll come back to these, but let me just list them. They are the corporate rate reduction. Second, something called the base erosion and anti-abuse tax, or BEAT. Third is the ability to deduct the full cost of equipment immediately. The fourth is the greater difficulty deducting interest on borrowed money. And the fifth has to do with prepaid power contracts. I will come back to all of these in these succeeding slides. By the way, there is a handout which I was tardy turning in, and you can get it at the registration desk, or they may pass it out. Starting with the tax rate, there are two tax subsidies, as most of you know, for renewable energy, and they were worth 56 cents per dollar of capital cost. They will now be worth less. So if you think about it, since the core financing tool in the renewable energy industry is to get value for these, since they are worth less, you will get less money for them. That means that the percentage of the capital stack for any renewable energy project that is covered by tax equity will be smaller. Until now, the typical wind farm covered 50 to 60% of its cost by raising tax equity, the typical solar project 40 to 50%. Subtract 8% from the wind number, subtract 3% from the solar number, and you'll probably get to the right figure.